Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Ah, Penny, just the person.
Oh, hello, Matthew. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yes, I'm okay, thanks.
Great. Look, the reason I wanted to see you was to say thank you.
Oh, and what for?
For letting Mike know about Madge. It seems she was the one who got the builders to do some work, is that right?
Well, yeah, I suppose it is.
Well, I'm so glad you did, because Madge wouldn't have said anything, would she?
Oh, no, she wouldn't. She's not like that.
No, not like some people we know.
Yeah.
So, that's it, really. I'm just glad you told Mike, as it meant I could thank Madge properly.
Oh, I see.
Yes, because she wouldn't expect to be thanked. She just wanted to get it finished and look good.
Oh, and it does, doesn't it? Oh, they've done a brilliant job.
Yeah, they have. And I'm actually thinking of putting in a chill cabinet now to sell sandwiches, snacks and things like that.
Oh, so do you mean like the meal deals you can get?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I think that's a very good idea. Would they be able to go to any till to buy, say, a sandwich?
Yes, I think so. And it'll be one more thing that Patterson's can offer, which can't be a bad thing.
No, it's good.
And while you're here, I don't suppose you know if Tina ever passed her exam, do you?
What, the retail management one?
Yes.
Well, that's funny you say that, because I think she had her final exam yesterday.
Oh. And did she pass?
I don't know. I haven't seen her today, as I've been with James all morning.
Oh, I see. Well, if you hear anything, do let me know, as I like to keep up with staff progression. It's always nice to hear when people have achieved things.
Yeah, okay. So, shall I send her to you?
Oh, no. Just tell Mike, okay? And then he can tell me.
Oh, all right.
Right. Well, I'd better get on. I'll see you later.
Yes, okay. Bye.
Oh, hi, Matthew. I thought you'd like to know that Tina passed her blooming exam.
Oh, did she? Well, I thought she would.
Well, yeah. And now Penny says she's doing something on staff performance, or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something to do with management, recruitment and achievement.
Oh, so what's that all about?
Oh, heaven only knows.
Ah, so I suppose I should go and congratulate her then.
Oh no, I wouldn't. I'd wait till she tells you, and then you can.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't want her to tell me how to be a manager.
Well, you're not really, are you?
What do you mean?
Well, Henry's officially the manager. You're sort of higher than him, I'd have thought, if you know what I mean.
Well, I don't know about that. I kind of think of myself as a joint manager.
Matthew, do you ever think of going back into directing?
No, I don't. I'm quite happy here at the moment.
All right. So, how's the house going? Still going through?
Oh, don't. But, yes, as far as we know, it is.
Oh, well, fingers crossed it'll all work out.
Yes. And then we'll be looking to buy somewhere in Scotland.
Scotland? You are joking, aren't you?
No, I'm thinking of getting a second home up there. Well, actually, Yaz is going to buy it.
Oh, really? Well, dare I ask, why Scotland?
She just loves it there.
What, enough to go there every holiday?
Well, personally, I think she may have given up on the idea.
Ah, so is that what you're hoping will happen?
Well, yes, but don't tell her, will you?
No, of course I won't.
Hello, you two.
Oh, Tina. Didn't know you were there.
Oh.
So, what do you want?
There's a customer who wants to see you.
What, me?
No, Matthew. She said that she's a very good friend of yours.
Oh, yes. And did she give you her name?
Yes. Her name is Cordelia Hilton.
Cordelia Hilton.
Yes.
Gosh, I've heard of her. She is gorgeous, if she's the same person. Do you know her?
Well, let me see who it is first. Where is she, Tina?
She's waiting in the coffee area.
Okay. Right, well, I'd better go and see her then.
Tina, is it Cordelia Hilton? You know the one I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, I think it is. So, What's all this about Yaz buying a place in Scotland?
Oh, Tina, that's none of your business.
OK. I was only asking. But wait until she hears the Cadilla is on the scene. Oh, she'll be moving to Scotland quicker than she thought she would.
Oh, look, just keep out of it, OK?
All right. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just saying that she may thank me for letting her know that she's here. That's all. Penny, did you find any?
No, sorry, they must have all gone.
They can't have. It says here that we've still got some.
Well, I couldn't see any.
Oh, I suppose I'll have to go and have a look.
Well, yes, it might be an idea.
Honestly, this wouldn't happen if I was running the show.
Well, you're not, are you?
No, not at the moment. But maybe one day.
Well, yes, maybe one day. But not here.
Well, as I said, I am working on it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. And you'll never guess who's here.
Oh, who is it?
It's Matthew's girlfriend.
What, Yaz?
No! Cordelia!
Helen, table four are still waiting for a slice of coffee cake.
Oh, damn, I forgot. I'd better go and do that now.
Oh, don't worry, I'll do it.
Oh, thanks. Oh, this blooming opener doesn't work.
Yes, it does. Look, you haven't got it clicked on properly. There, now it will work.
Oh, thanks. Oh, this stupid thing.
Oh, Helen, for goodness sake, chill. Come on, let me do it.
Oh, hello, Uncle Mick. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm just phoning to see how things are.
Well, yeah, all is good, thanks.
So, what about staffing? Are there any issues there?
No, not at the moment.
And the cafe, how's that going?
Well, it's more of a coffee bar, Uncle, but it's all good. And actually, I'm glad that you mentioned it, as I was thinking of adding a chill cabinet and offering light snacks, you know, like sandwiches, pre-packed cake, that sort of thing.
Well, Matthew, I wouldn't want anything that looked cheap. I mean, the packaging must look good and the food must be of very good quality.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I mean, I wouldn't like to promote cheap white bread.
Well, some people do like white bread and we would have interesting fillings inside.
Yeah.
And we'd have a vegan range and the juices would be of good quality.
Well, that all sounds good.
And, of course, we'd have to have a range of fizzy drinks, you know, like lemonade, that sort of thing.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because they sell.
Oh, all right. Well, send me the details and prices when you've sorted it all out.
OK. So, do you think it's possible?
Well, I need to have a look at everything first, but yes, I think it might be a good idea.
OK, I'll send it all to you as soon as I can.
OK, so there's nothing I need to worry about?
No, everything's great.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Good, OK. Well, I'll leave you now and get back to you when I've had a look at your ideas about the cabinet.
OK. Thanks, Uncle Nick. Bye for now.
What on earth is wrong with Helen today? I didn't mean to forget to put the blooming scones out.
I know you didn't. It was just a mistake, so don't worry about it.
So, why did Helen have such a go at me?
Oh, she's just in a funny mood today. Yes, I know, but I think she's got some issues at home at the moment.
Well, she shouldn't take it out on me.
I don't think she meant to be. She just seems very uptight today. It's not just you. She snapped at me earlier as well.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I won't put up with her talking to me like that. She was downright rude.
Yes, when I asked her about the tomorrow bookings.
Did she?
Well, it is normally. Look, let's just get through today, as I'm sure she'll be in a better mood tomorrow.
Well, I won't stay if she's like that. I thought this was a nice and friendly place to work.
Well, to be honest with you, neither did I.
So, Penny, how was your day?
Oh, okay. And you? Yes, very good. It was very productive, actually. So has County Hall been in touch about you going back into work?
No, not yet.
Oh, that does surprise me. I thought they would.
Well, fingers crossed they won't. I don't want to go back in.
No, I know you don't. So, what's for dinner tonight?
Ah, now, I was thinking of doing a vegetarian lasagna.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yes, I came across a very nice recipe today, and it was quite by accident.
I thought you'd been working all day.
It was in my lunch break, if you must know.
Oh, I see. And are you going to add anything?
No, I don't think so.
What? You're going to stick to the recipe?
Yes, why not?
Well, you don't normally.
Well, I'll see how it goes, but don't worry, whatever I do, it will be lovely.
Well, Cathy, why don't you keep to the recipe for once and see how it comes out?
Oh, Penny, don't worry. I won't add anything you don't like. It'll be fine. So, come on then, tell me, what's new?
Well, did I tell you that Tina aims to get rid of Henry and become manager?
Oh, yeah, well, that won't happen. Matthew doesn't like her.
How do you know that?
Well, because no one likes her, so I'm sure he doesn't.
I don't want her to get rid of Henry. I like him.
Oh, she won't. She's just saying that to get a reaction. What's she doing now? I mean, with her stupid courses.
Oh, I don't know. It's something managerial.
Oh, so she passed the last one, did she?
Yes, she did. But it took ages, didn't it?
I know, because she's as dumb as a doornail.
Well, please don't let her hear you say that.
Oh, I'm not worried what she thinks. In fact, if I see her, I might even congratulate her on passing her exam, even though it did take ages.
Oh, please don't.
Why not?
Because I have to work with her.
So?
Well, if you're horrible to her, she'll take it out on me, as I'm your friend.
Oh, no, she won't.
She will. She's like that. Earlier today, she was making out that Matthew had two girlfriends.
What? Why the hell would she say that?
I don't know. But I do know that she likes to make trouble for people. So please don't say anything.
Okay, I won't. Well, unless, of course, I forget.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.